Hello, hello. Welcome back to another Lock Talk episode. Excuse me, clear throat. Join me with a cup of tea because y'all don't want to miss this. I'm coming with the hot tea. So with that being said, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, underscore Joanna Hamilton. If you're not following me over there, go over there and follow me because over there your girl posts the pics and the episodes for you guys to have. So let's get into it. Alright, so don't mind the noise in the background because it's air conditioning running. So I will talk to you guys today about some things. Child, I got the tea. Alright, number one. These are some myths and concepts I want to talk to you guys about. You know, when getting solar locks. The first thing you always hear is, number one, obviously, how are you going to start them? Now, I'm eating some popcorn too, so, you know, gotta get the popcorn. Let me give you all tea. But, you know, how you set your locks. Will there be two string twists, free from, comb coils, box braids, sister locks. However you start your locks is very important, so make sure you're starting on clean, freshly washed hair. You know the person that's going to do your hair because most people, you know, don't really know what they're doing when they start on locks. No shade to stylists, but y'all need to start going to opticians because I feel like opticians know more about locks and dreads and the upkeep and the maintenance better than stylists do. That's the first thing I want to talk about for a few minutes. So how you start is very important. You know, your foundation is going to basically be how your locks are going to end up in the future, depending on how long you have them. And so starting them a certain way may be good for a lot of people, but a lot of stylists, they try to have people start with comb coils. Which I don't really like because I feel like you should give somebody else a different option, you know what I mean? Like, don't just have them start with comb coils, because not everybody's hair may like that. And so you have other options on starting your locks. So however you choose to start is your personal business and it's your preference. And it might be easier for some people to start with two strands twists, some people to start with sister locks, some people to start with comb coils and braids, etc. Now, however the person starts your locks, I don't recommend that they use combs and gels. Reason being is because gel is terrible for the hair. All the hair is going to do is build up. Like, makes no sense you start with gel. I just prefer someone to start my locks with water and oil. Basically. I know the gel is supposed to give it a hold, but nah. For my maintenance, because I'm 1 month, you know. Shout out to me, I'll be 1 month on Monday when this video is uploaded at 2 p.m. I use a spray bottle, some oil, and clips. I keep it that simple. And plus, I will be maintaining my own locks, which I'm very excited to hear so long. The journey of maintaining my own locks in the middle of a pandemic. Woo woo. Shout out to me, because I just started them. So, that's the first thing. The second thing is up for debate, basically. So, I'm going to see you guys in a few. Another thing, besides how you start your locks and who starts your locks for you, that's, you know, beginning the lock journey, your lock process, is whether or not you should wash your starter locks. Now, let me tell you guys this. I've had locks like a couple of times in between, so I kind of have to deal with the fact that people say that you shouldn't wash your starter locks because that messes the process up. But I feel like that's not true because if you don't wash your locks still unravel. Like, unraveling is a part of the locking process, whether you wash your hair or not. And I disagree. I personally feel like when you're ready to wash your hair because what your hair is doing is it's locking. So you expect people to be out here going 3 months, 4 months without washing their hair? That's just damn right disgusting. Excuse my language, but it just pisses me off. Everybody's like, don't wash your hair because that's going to interrupt the locking process. I don't care. It's already interrupted because there's tons of unraveling. Like, people don't understand locks unravel. So what's the point of not washing your hair then? Could we please, like, get rid of that for the lock community? Like, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I feel like not washing your hair for 2 months is nasty. Not washing your hair for 3 months is nasty. 4 months is nasty. 5 months is nasty. 6 months is nasty. Like, I just don't. I told somebody, oh, I retwisted my hair. And I was like, oh, can I wash it? She was like, no, because that's going to mess up the locking process. And I'm like, your hair needs water, though. So you expect people to walk around here with dry, dirty, crusty, dusty, stinking locks, because they're going to stink after a while. Especially if you're like me, who doesn't have my hair all the time. I only have my hair all, like, from outside or something. But when I'm going to work or somewhere, I put a headscarf on it. So you need to tell me my hair's going to stink. Like, I smell the scarf and my scarf smells like hair. So I'm here to dispel that method because I want to get rid of it. I wish that method for locks never existed, because how is people's scalp supposed to be clean if you can't wash your locks? Because, oh, you're too scared of it unraveling. So what? If it unravels, it unravels. That's part of the process too. I only washed my hair once this month, so let me tell you guys that. But I'm saying, like, that's just dumb. Like, to not wash your hair for months. Like, that's nasty. Like, that's just, I don't agree with that. So, I won't be one of those people who wait, like, 2 months to wash your hair. Like, I just couldn't imagine it. I couldn't do it. Like, you gotta be kidding me. My scalp itches. You got dirt. You got debris. You got buildup. You got dandruff. You got dry scalp. Like, these are things that people have to deal with. And you were telling people they can't wash their locks. Especially stylists. That's why I'm saying people should learn to go to a loctician. Because a loctician probably will let you wash your locks. Stylists, on the other hand, they want you to wait months to wash your hair. Like, that's just disgusting. They start your locks with a sticky gel and expect you to just leave it in there for 3-4 months, and within the 3-4 months come back for a retwist each month. Let's say you start your locks right, so you start with comb coils, like myself. I did comb coil game. Say I start my locks today, I'm supposed to wait a whole month, which will be then next month, go back for a retwist, use the same comb, use the same gel. Mind you, no water has touched my hair whatsoever. And I supposed to just let them do this in my hair for 3-4 months, maybe 3-5 months, maybe 3-6 months, and never let water touch my hair. Nope, it's my lock journey. I'm going to do as I please. And all those that want to sit there and say, oh, you shouldn't wash your hair because it's going to unravel, it'll be just fine. That's what I have my two fingers for. That's what I have clips for. And that's what I have oil for, to retwist. There's nothing wrong with my hair. It's going to unravel regardless. My hair was unraveling because I sprayed with water. But still, it's going to unravel because unraveling is really part of the process. I'm not supposed to just leave my locks alone. My locks are going to be dry and thirsty. Regardless, even if I didn't wash my hair, still, like, I don't agree with that. Like, I find that to be very nasty. And whoever is telling people not to wash their hair for months needs to stop. People need a clean scalp for healthy hair growth. Your hair cannot grow faster when it's dirty. That's another myth that needs to be dispelled, because it's stupid. It's dirty hair. It hasn't been cleaned. How is it supposed to grow? Clean hair grows faster when it's washed. And I'm sorry, this is going to be very long, because I'm tired of people telling people that they cannot wash their locks. No, I'm telling you, as a newbie to the lock community, go wash your hair whenever you please. Now, don't wash too often, but if that's what you need to do, then that's what you also need to do. People don't know people's scalps and hair conditions, and people could have all types of problems with their scalp, and you're sitting there and tell them they can't put water on their hair. Like, what? No, I don't agree with none of that. That's why I'm so mad, because I was like, people would be like, oh, don't wash your hair, don't wash your hair. What do you mean, don't wash my hair? Just because it hasn't locked doesn't mean it's not going to. The lock journey is a whole entire process that people don't seem to understand. I've educated myself for a long time on that process of how it starts and how it ends, from end to beginning, from root to tip. So if I gotta sit here and say, wash your starter locks, you need to wash them, because that's downright disgusting. You sit there and leave those locks in your hair for 2-3 months, nasty, without touching water in your scalp? No way. There's no way I would be able to survive. I had to wash my hair after a month because my hair was itching me, and I only had them in for 4 weeks. Like, that's just crazy to me. People tell people these things. Oh, don't wash your hair because it's gonna unravel. Don't wash your hair because it's gonna mess it up. Locks aren't meant to get messed up. They're meant to get wet. They're meant to be hydrated. They're meant to be taken care of properly. And that's why in the next topic, we're going to talk about me and why I'm maintaining my own locks. So the three things or four things I'm going to talk about is how you start your locks, going to a stylist or salon, when to wash starter locks, maintaining your own starter locks, and what the lock journey is all about. Because I'm tired of people telling people, oh, you can't wash your hair. No. Stop telling people that foolishness. That's that foolishness that y'all be telling people. People be dumb enough to listen. Instead of going to YouTube, to Instagram, or wherever to go find information, people just blindly follow it. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to wash my locks for 6 months. You're nasty, okay? Whoever doesn't wash their locks at least at a month's time is disgusting. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear none of it because it's pure foolishness and pure nastiness. Nasty. That's like saying if you don't bathe for a month, you know how nasty you would stink? You'd smell. So just like you need to bathe, it's just like you need to wash your locks. Next thing I would like to talk about is whether or not you should maintain your own locks. And from a personal standpoint, I think you should maintain your own locks. Just because a lot of stylists that want to call them lock professionals and that want to call themselves, you know, professionals with hair, use something called gel. They use either Equal Style, Ampro Style, Gorilla Snot. They use gel in general. And let me tell you guys something. They also use beeswax too. And I've had people tell me in the past that I should use beeswax to start my locks. I am never letting beeswax touch my damn hair. Are you crazy? I started my locks with beeswax, I think, and it was just a horrible mess. Like, beeswax is sticky. When I tell you sticky, I tell you, like, sticky. Like, it causes buildup. So, I don't know why people be telling people, oh, they should start their locks with beeswax. No. Nope. I need my follicles in my hair to breathe. Nope. I'm not doing it. People just tell people all types of information, and people are dumb enough to believe them. So, with that being said, you should maintain your own locks because there's benefits from it. You're the only one that knows what's going on in your hair. You can style your hair however you want to. You can choose what to use in your hair, and you don't have nobody telling you, oh, you can't use this and you can't use that because it's your lock journey. Maintaining your own locks may be hard at first because of the retwisting part, but that's the only part that you have to learn how to do properly. Once you know how to do that with some clips, you're good to go. I don't recommend that people go back to stylists to do their locks. I'm not going back to my stylist. She started my locks a month ago. Nah, I just need her to start the process. Let me sit there for 4 weeks. The gel literally disappeared or come out of my hand because that's exactly what it did. And then, you know, I go on from there. There's nothing wrong with maintaining your own locks. Nothing. Because at the end of the day, it's your head. And it's your lock journey. And at the end of the day, if someone's going to tell you what to do with your hair, they should give you good advice. Like, wash your starter locks. Start it with this method. Don't use no gel. No heavy products. Because all that stuff it does is build up. If you don't use no products, like myself, because I'm not using no locking cream, no twisting gel, none of that foolishness that they sell in the market for so-called locks. Jamaican mango and lime. Can't too. They make all types of foolish shit for products. Jamaican mango and lime, I don't think is a product that I will use. I did tell somebody we're going to try it out, but I don't think that's happening because I've tried it out before and it just makes my locks feel slimy. Like, it's just not a good one. Y'all need the lockologist said that people should need Jamaican mango and lime. I don't know what's in their products, but their shampoo and conditioner just makes my locks feel terrible, so I won't be using that. Maybe I'll use their twisting gel. Maybe I'll try that, if that be the case, to give you guys like a product review on it or something like that. But otherwise than that, nah. But yeah, maintaining your own locks is good for you. It's your journey. You can do as you please. It gives you access to your own scalp. And you don't have somebody telling you, oh, you need to come back every 4 weeks for a retest, which I don't agree with. Which is why in the next thing, I'm going to talk about how often you should retest. Because a lot of people go crazy with these retests. And they go back every month. Like, no. So, yeah, maintaining my own locks is what I'm going to do because, like, I don't want nobody else in my hair. And I just feel more comfortable with, maintaining my own locks for the moment or the time being. I'm probably going to maintain them throughout my whole entire lock journey. I don't see nobody else touching my hair for real because people don't know what they're doing. Plus, people can say, like, bad and negative things about your hair. And I'm not one for negativity no more, so... You know, they say a negative mind will never give you a positive life, right? So, another thing I want to touch base is on my hands and my hair syndrome, too. Because since I've got my locks, my hands, of course, have been in my hair because I had to retwist. And then just because I like to play with, like, the nape of my head, which I can't retwist, obviously. But, excuse me, I'm trying to piss it on this one. But, yeah, I was just like, you know. I'm here to dispel or get rid of some of these myths because none of them make sense. Like, so maintaining my own locks is what I'm really going to do. Take off my scarf and just fluff them out for a little bit, you know. They look pretty decent. I did my first retwist. So, I'm not for the, like, freshly retwisted look anyways. So, it wouldn't matter to me. But I usually keep them covered. And I spray them with some water every like couple of days or couple of weeks. Sometimes I'll be forgetting to moisturize my hair. That's another thing I'm going to space on. Because people say that, oh, you shouldn't put like, you know, water in your locks and stuff like that. So that'll be the next point I'll talk about. But I mean, yeah, maintaining my own locks. It's going to be something I told the investor. I don't care what nobody wants to say. This is my natural hair journey. This is my lock journey. Belongs to me, and I just want to share it with you guys.
Alright, so the reason why, like I said, maintaining your own locks, washing your starter locks, and I don't remember the other points that I was talking about. But listen, these are important tips, y'all. You need to follow my advice, because it's common sense. Also, you guys definitely have YouTube as a reference. One thing I want to say to you guys is that you should definitely do research, because research about locks and the process, and you should know where you're getting something. They'll just be like, oh, that last time ago. But guess what? Who's going to be 2 months in? A couple of weeks. Me, your girl, July 16th. That's when I officially started my life. So, you guys should prepare. Make sure you guys are following me on Instagram. Shout out, what are you doing? Anyway, still follow me. But like I said, these are very important tips that I want you guys to pay attention to. Also, follow YouTubers. YouTubers don't work successful. Some of them do. They've had locks for years and 5 years and 5 years, you know. Just also do their work while they do their hair. Really and truly, all the tips for the lock community are very repetitive. Like I stated before, if someone tells you not to wash your locks, don't go back to them. Because that's nasty. Like, how dare people be, like, telling people not to wash their locks for months? Like, I can't. Your hair's going to stink. Your hair's going to smell like basura.